Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Veterans Day will be celebrated in the Quad Cities tomorrow. Hero Street in Silvis will host its annual program beginning at 10 a.m. Rock Island Alderman Dylan Parker and local veterans will meet at the World War I Memorial in Rock Island at 11 to honor victims of that war and all veterans. The National Cemetery on Arsenal Island will hold its annual ceremony at 1 o'clock. Bettendorf will host its annual ceremony at 2 in Veterans Memorial Park. And the Tri-City Jewish Center in Rock Island will host a Veterans Day service at 6 p.m., including a showing of the film True Honor, which tells the story of Jewish soldiers awarded the Medal of Honor. The Illinois House and Senate have approved legislation this week that would provide an income tax credit to flood victims, and it now goes to the governor for his signature. A co-sponsor, State Representative Tony McCombie from Savannah, says it'll help residents of 18 counties affected by flooding last summer, including several in her Northwest District.
How this came about is we didn't hit the threshold for disasters, and these folks are not being made whole as you would like to think with your insurance. With a property and casualty background, I can tell you the insurance doesn't always make you whole. So this is a very important bill to give just a little bit of relief to families that have been devastated.
Counties affected by the bill include Carroll, Henry, Joe Davis, Lee, Ogle, Rock Island, and Whiteside. The bill would create the flood victims tax credit and provide residents and businesses who are victims of these floods an income tax credit of $750 to help them in their rebuilding efforts. A memorial wall opens to the public in Chicago today. It includes 22,000 pills, each one engraved with the face of someone who died of an opioid overdose. The National Safety Council Memorial will be in Chicago through November 16th before making stops in Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Ohio, and Washington, D.C. The nonprofit organization calls the wall Prescribed to Death, a memorial to the victims of the opioid crisis. A machine carves a new pill on site every 24 minutes to represent the frequency of fatal overdoses in this country. Women in the Illinois Senate plan to advance their voices in leadership with the creation of their own caucus. Women on both sides of the aisle say they've had a significant role in crafting policy, but don't always get the credit they deserve. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
I think the style of women is very different. We don't have to have the pissing contest.
That was State Senator Kimberly Lightford, a Democrat from Maywood, suggesting that women focus on getting things done.
I think we get skipped over often in this environment. So hopefully this caucus can stand together and encourage our leadership to appoint more women in leadership positions as they become available.
The creation of the caucus comes as sexual harassment and misconduct have been hot topics in the State House. The caucus says this will be at the top of their agenda in their first meeting in January. Meanwhile, an attempt to override the governor's veto on a measure that aimed to close the women's pay gap failed in the Senate. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
And state agricultural officials say an insect that's killed millions of ash trees has been found in yet another Iowa county, bringing the total to 53. Officials said yesterday the emerald ash borer has been confirmed in southern Iowa's Decatur County. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.